No law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
This is the Gunslingers, Gold Diggers, and Cocksuckers Radio Review on Sirius Satellite Radio's Outlaw 36. This is the cast of HBO's Deadwood. Take it away, you cocksuckers.
Hi, folks. This is Outlaw 36 on Sirius Satellite Radio. This is a special program featuring the cast of HBO's Deadwood. And I count myself amongst those numbers. I'm Earl Brown, and I play Dan Doherty.
I'm John Hawks. I play Saul Starr.
I'm Sean Bridgers. I play Johnny Burns.
I'm Dayton Callie. I play Charlie Utter.
I'm Paula Malcolmson. I play Trixie the Whore.
Now, we were approached by my friend Steve Popovich over at Sirius and asked us to come in and play some songs for you folks and bring the cast in. We wanted to bring all 22 in, but this studio is only so big.
Hell, Earl, I've had prison cells bigger than this room.
You have?
Yes.
Bet you didn't have a cellmate near as pretty as the one sitting next to me, did you?
Who's Sean?
No, Earl.
He's prettier shaved. Than Sean. He's shaved. Not, his face is all smooth and tender now.
Not as pretty as Paula.
Well, anyway, we're going to get things started with some songs from Deadwood, from our TV show, and some songs about Deadwood. This is Big and Rich.
Bury me on Deadwood Mountain by my brother Wild Bill and sister Calamity Jane. Don't bring me no flowers, just a six-gun smoking.
All these developments that need interpreting on every front.
Forsaken, got no reason to cry. He got to chew the angels falling from on high. He ain't waiting for no answer, baking woeful pie. Pie of eyesight, pie blue black. Oh, that pie, the pie of pie and pie. The forsaken, well, he ain't like you and I, with bones always breaking and no place to go lie. He's in the box so dark and wet, he got so much time, he ain't even worried yet. The hog of the forsaken, he is the pork of crime. Forsaken, he'll leave you one more chance, which if you won't be taken, he'll leave it for the ants. He sings out in the wilderness, he sings for friend and foe, he sings of these and those times as well as the times to go. Forsaken, he swims out into the sea, behind the alligator, guard chased a leaping mullet. He chops water hyacinth, going to the sea. The hog of the forsaken, he is the hog for me. He chops water hyacinth, going to the sea. Hog of the forsaken, it's the hog for me.
Not certain I take your inference. If I do, I'm not sure I like it. no place to lay my head. Gonna get me a can of big yellow peaches. Oh, my true love is dead. I shot him this morning at daybreak. I shot him way down in the draw. He was running around on the Mexican border. He was a dirty thieving outlaw. I'm riding along on my pinto. Got no place to lay my head. Gonna get me a can of big yellow peaches. Oh, my true love is dead. Well, I might go out hunting for mustang. I guess we'll go back to the draw. I'll fill 'em and yell 'em and teach 'em and tell 'em. Sometimes a G from the hall. I'm riding along on my pinto. Got no place to lay my head. Gonna get me a can of big yellow peaches. Oh, my true love is dead.
That was June Carter Cash with Big Yellow Peaches. If you've seen our show, you know the significance of that special fruit.
That's right, Earl, because, you know, when my boss, Al Swearingen, has a big soiree or a big meeting at the gym saloon, you come in there and Johnny Burns will open up a big can of yellow peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's really a special occasion, he might open up some pears. We couldn't find a pear song.
Well, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Maybe we could write one.
Never know.
Well, anyway.
I've got a nice pear.
Yes, you do. Then you almost killed Tom.
It's kind of cold in here.
Ooh, I'm getting hot. Anyhow, when we were approached about doing this, Sean had a great idea that we'd come up with song blocks that had subjects that dealt with our show.
Well, that's right, because our show deals with big themes, so we wanted some theme blocks, and that would be whoring.
Oh, yeah.
Whiskey drinking, digging for gold, and murder.
That sounds...
Anything we left out, Dayton?
Postal.
Or mail. mail carrier.
That leads to murder. I'm just kidding.
Well, we're going to get started
blackmail.
With these are whiskey songs. And this first one doesn't need an intro. If you don't know who the hell this is, you don't need to be listening to this radio station.
Whiskey river, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. All I got, take care of me. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run. I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memory mind in the wetness of its soul, feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and leaving heart you left so cold. Whiskey river, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. All I got, take care of me. Whiskey drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memoried mind in the wetness of its soul, feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and leaving the heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind, don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry, you're all I got, take care of me.
Fucking progress.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong, but sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always about a rambling man. Put a cold one in my hand, 'cause you know I love to hear those guitar sounds. But don't you play, I'm so lonesome I could cry, 'cause I'll get all balled up inside, and I'll get
Healing.
There was-
time. I can drink my cares away and drown out all of the heartaches that hurt me night and day. When the thought of you came crashing through, I'd have one more. But now the whiskey ain't working.
Outlaw 36 on Sirius Satellite Radio. You're hanging out with the cast of Deadwood today. I play Saul Starr.
I play Johnny Burns.
I'm Dan Doherty.
I'm Charlie Utter.
And I'm Trixie.
And Deadwood is on HBO.
And it ain't your granddaddy's Western.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's the sort of thing you might not want to invite the preacher over on Sunday nights to watch.
Well, unless you're an Episcopalian like me, because they do call us Whiskey-palians. After all.
Well, if you want some whiskey, which we've been listening to the whiskey songs, what do you want to do in Deadwood if you need whiskey?
You need gold.
Yeah. How are you going to get it?
You got to dig.
Deep.
How deep?
Real deep.
Well.
This is sounding like the horse segment.
I know.
Here come the cowboy junkies.
We are miners, hard rock miners. To the shaft house we must go. Oil bottles on our shoulders, we are marching to the slow. On the line, boys, on the line, boys. Drill your holes and stand in line till the shift boss comes to tell you you must drill her out on time. Can't you feel the rock dust in your lungs? It'll cut down a miner when he is still young. 2 years and the silicosis takes hold, and I feel like I'm dying from mining for gold. Yes, I feel like I'm dying from mining for gold.
Ain't the state of things cloudy enough? Don't we face enough fucking imponderables?
leaving his home for his work when he heard his little child scream. Then he ran to the side of the little girl's bed. She said, "Daddy, I've had such a dream." "Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, my Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you." Then smiling and stroking his little girl's face, he was turning away from her side, when she threw her little arms around her daddy's neck. She gave him a kiss and then cried, "Oh, I dreamed that the mines were all flaming with fire, and the men all fought for their lives." Just then the scene changed, and the mouth of the mine was covered with sweethearts and wives. "Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, my Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you." That as sure as the bright stars do shine, something awful is going to happen today. Please, Daddy, don't go to the mines. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, my Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you.
Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My Daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light, and everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. There was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear, but in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
That was Loretta Lynn on Outlaw 36. She's from the great state of Kentucky. That's my home.
And before that, we had the great Doc Watson from Deep Gap, North Carolina.
It's your neck of the woods,
that's
right?
That's right. I'm from the mountains of North Carolina.
Paula, where are you from?
From Northern Ireland.
No.
Yeah. So all my people, I guess, the Ulster people settled along the Appalachian Trail.
Because all the taters got rotten.
That's right. So I guess you and I could be related.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
We trade seats now, John. Dayton, where are you from?
I'm from the mountains of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Black Hills.
Oh, with that hillbilly, Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen, there you go.
Didn't you play with him once in the band?
Yeah, well, for about 5 minutes. I told him to go get his own band, and he did. You know.
John, where are you from?
I'm from rural Minnesota.
Home of Bob Dylan.
That's correct.
In the parlance of our show, you're a toe-headed hooplehead.
Well, I guess that makes you one haughty cocksucker.
Speaking of cocksuckers, our next segment of songs are about Old West prostitutes and women. And on our TV show, that's pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah, in Deadwood, there was 50 men for every one woman. So you can do the math. There was a lot of work for a whore back in the day.
And this first song is by Townes Van Zandt, and it's Tecumseh Valley.
An amazing song.
Well, the name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner. And her ways were free, and it seemed to me sunshine walked beside her. She come from Spencer, across the hill. She said her pa had sent her, 'cause the coal was low and soon the snow turn the skies to winter. Well, she said she'd come to look for work. She was not seeking favors for a dime a day and a place to stay. She turned those hands to labor. But the times were hard, Lord, and her jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, but she asked around till a job she found. Tending bar at Gypsy Sally's. Well, she saved enough to get back home when spring replaced the winter. But her dreams were denied. Her pa had died. Will a word come down from Spencer? So she turned to whoring out on the streets with all the lust inside her. And it was many a man returned again to lay himself beside her. Well, he found her down beneath the stairs, that led to Gypsy Sally's. And in her hand when she died was a note that cried, "Fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley." Well, the name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner, and her ways were free, and it seemed to me that sunshine walked beside her.
We'll open your mouth and say something we can't fucking understand.
I'm thirsty.
Lie on your back, take aim, and piss.
starting tomorrow morning, I will offer a personal $50 bounty for every decapitated head of as many of these godless heathen cocksuckers as anyone can bring in tomorrow with no upper limit. That's all I say on that subject. Sick nets rounds on the house. God rest the souls of that poor family. Amen. And pussy's half price next 15 minutes.
You're listening to Sirius Radio. This is Outlaw 36, and that was the great Ian McShane, a Golden Globe winner, in the role of Al Swearengen for the HBO show Deadwood. Now, if you like that little snippet of dialogue, there's that and more and some great tunes on the Deadwood soundtrack that you can find with Lost Highway.
Ian was going to be here with us today, but due to his vacation plans changing, he's down on a beach in Mexico with his toes in the sand and a big old bubbly glass of Diet Coke.
Poor guy.
Suffering down in Los Cabos.
Los Cabos?
Is that where he is? Yeah. He told me I didn't have enough money to go there, so he said you could stay at Los Crapos. It's right down the street.
It's a good thing you've named where he's at, because everybody in the Southern Hemisphere that watches our show and has this radio station is now headed there. No. I'm going to find Al Swearengen and that goater out here on the beach.
He's only staying 4 days, so he'll be gone. He'll be out of there.
Well, we've had whiskey songs. We've had songs about gold and mining, and we've had songs about women prostitutes. And now you total those things,
you come to a logical conclusion. That is a recipe for murder.
Which leads us to our next block of songs.
Mm-hmm. Now this is Johnny Paycheck. I've got someone to kill.
I know. Excuse me if I say goodnight. I've got a promise to fulfill. Thank you for listening to my troubles. Pardon me, I've got someone to kill. I warned him not to try and take her from me. He laughed and said, if I can, you know I will. So tonight when they waiting, pardon me, I've got someone to kill. I know I'll surely die for what I'm about to do, but it don't matter, I'm a dead man. This gun will buy back the pride they took from me, and also in this life of mine that's worthless now. By the time you tell the sheriff, it'll all be over. He'll find me at their big house on the hill. He'll find a note explaining why I killed us all. Now it's time to go. I've got someone to kill.
Unless you want to sit down here and bust my fucking balls.
She left Dallas for California.
Willie did not say much, but 1 year later he'd ask her to be his wife. And the lights of L.A. County, they look like diamonds in the sky. When you're driving through the hours with an old friend at your side. But 1 year later I left Houston with an old friend at my side. Well, it did not say much, but it was a beauty of a cold black 45. And the lights of L.A. County, they look like diamonds in the sky. When you're driving through the hours with an old, so I drove on all the day long, and I drove on through the night. And I thought of her waiting for to be his blushing bride. And the lights of L.A. County, they look like diamonds in the sky. As I drove in to the valley with my old friend at my side. And as she stood there at the altar, all dressed in her gown of white, Lord, her face was bright as the stars are shining, like I dreamed of all my life. And they kissed each other, and they turned around and they saw me standing in the aisle. Well, I did not say much, I just stood there watching as that 45 told them goodbye. And the lights of L.A. County look like diamonds in the sky. When you're kneeling at the altar with an old,
behind.
sleeping shadows.